Blog Talk.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. Welcome back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also recently South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very grateful to be with everyone here today. And today we bring back with us our very wonderful, inspiring guests. We have with us spiritual evolutionist, Christina Loving, and she's the founder of The Loving Path. And to anyone that didn't get an opportunity to catch our first segment, anyone out there that has any issues overcoming obstacles in any way at all, please listen in very closely to really the valuable and wonderful information and also wonderful story that Christina will share with us today. And to let everyone know, today is Tuesday, the 21st of February, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially the people that are tuning in from overseas, our shows are all permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. In case you do miss any of this show or any one of our future shows, please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And many of us now are part of social media, so you can also visit us on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also involved with Twitter. You can listen to the show live from Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy all of our shows at any time of the day. Now, a little bit about our guest, Christina, if you didn't get a chance to catch our first segment, which was absolutely wonderful. Christina herself has endured several personal tragedies throughout her youth. And it brought her to have really extremely negative outlooks on her life at one point. And losing her mother is something else that brought upon this negative outlook. But most importantly, she used her amazing God-gifted abilities to really persevere. She relocated to the U.S., and she earned a master's degree in science. She then went on to succeed in the corporate world for more than 10 years. And at one point, she decided to use her experience and her knowledge to really use that to help others in life, help others overcome these obstacles that she once went through. And in times of need, many people believe that seeking help or advice from others is somehow considered weak-minded, or to other people, even embarrassing. Christina truly believes that there is an importance of standing up for yourself, but the idea that we should be able to work out these issues on our own, that's not always the best approach. And many of us that haven't succeeded in overcoming these obstacles know this to be true. Christina offers a revolutionary approach in assisting people in uncovering their magnificent, their magnificence of their being, which also comes from her helping other people overcome whatever situations in life, which is really best way in describing is disrupting your personal peace and happiness, which is why we do have Christina back with us for this second show. Again, the first show was absolutely amazing. She hit really many incredible points. So again, to everybody tuning in, please listen closely. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you spiritual evolutionist, founder of The Loving Path, Miss Christina Loving. How are you doing today, Christina?
I am well, Matthew. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Oh, we're very happy to have you back with us today. Now, Christina, to the people that didn't get an opportunity to catch our first segment, if you could really explain to them, who exactly is Christina Loving?
That is such a challenging question. Normally, we tend to say, well, who we are in our work is how we describe ourselves, you know, whether you were a laborer, a painter, or an office worker. I could easily say I am a healer, but that is not a big enough definition or accurate enough definition. I think we show up in so many varied ways. You can be a mother as well as a daughter, as well as someone who does office work, as well as someone who cooks a fantastic, you know, Creole food. So for me, who I am, I would just say is just energy that has a particular experience that has shaped the way in which I look into this world. And that's how I would describe myself the most broadly.
And to everyone tuning in and to all of our regular listeners, you know, really to be selected to be on our show, you must really have a wonderful and inspiring story. And that's exactly what Christina has, really an amazing journey. Christina, can you please share with our audience your personal journey to what led you here?
Yes, absolutely. I have just some of my background. For some reason, I think we all come wired in a particular way, and I just was the kind of person that always saw the glass half empty. I just did, period. Everything was somehow the doors were always closed. Things were always going to turn out badly. I think there's a really cute character from the Smurfs that says something like, it'll never work, we'll all be killed. Certainly me. That would just describe me to a T. And I don't know that I could have had a life in any number of different places. It's just how I came in, you know. I could have been, I don't know, a princess in Europe, and I think I still would have had this, you know, it'll never work, we'll all be killed kind of attitude. So it just, that was compounded by some difficulties with just a really big brother that they always wanted to win and beat the bejesus out of me. Losing my mom when I was 8 years old, that didn't help. Having a father who was really pretty much a rageaholic and not very focused on children. I think that the one who wanted the kids was my mom. He was just kind of like, okay, fine, if this is what's going to make you happy. So when she departed the planet, unfortunately, now he had responsibilities he really didn't know how to handle. And so that all made it very, very complicated and dark for me.
And I can only imagine how difficult that must have been.
Yes.
And also your sibling, you know, also adjusting to losing your parent, that may have brought really upon a lot of different anger issues with him as well, which probably explained to the reason why he did treat you in such manner.
Christina, you know.
I'm sorry, you may go ahead.
I was going to say, he lost a wife as well, you know. I mean, he lost the companion of his life. And so, of course, he had to mend and heal and come back from that himself as well. And, of course, his children, you don't understand that. Your parents are never human beings. They're your parents, and they should always be that. And that's not true. You're first a human being, and then you have certain roles. And it's true. He had a really hard time, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can really explain to the audience, Christina, when and why did you start coaching and helping others?
I was rather ill myself. I struggled with chronic fatigue and just lack of ability to focus, and there wasn't much that the traditional medical model was offering me in terms of helping me heal. So I left my corporate job seeking to, I was like, okay, fine. If they can't help me, I got to figure this out, because I can't walk, basically crawl my way through my life. I need something different. The intention was really to seek healing for me. And it's not, so many people go into something because they want to do the work with other people. And initially, my focus was I needed to heal me, which kind of reminds me of when you're in a plane and they're giving you all the safety instructions, and they always say, if a mask falls down, put your mask on first.
Yeah.
It's really key. I mean, you have to have the mask before you can help anybody else. And I think that in a way, somehow I just understood that. My intention was to heal me, and it just worked out. It unfolded that as I got better and could see how we unfold in reality and how our patterns and our ways of looking at life impact how we work in life, how we well or not well we function in life, that I could help that I could help people see differently, make adjustments, and look at life from a different point of view, that they started to get really good results. And so that, it just unfolded. It wasn't like, I'm going to go do this. It just started happening.
And if you could really share with the audience, what are the exact services that you provide when you do choose to help other people? How do you go about doing this?
People book sessions with me. I will work over the phone. I also have do something online, kind of like Skype, but it's a different software called Zoom. And I like Zoom because then we can see each other, and it's just like talking, you know, over a TV kind of thing, talking to each other.
Yes.
And, of course, if I'm lucky enough, if they happen to be traveling and can come see me personally, I also see them in my office. So I basically thank God for technology, right? We can just,
yes.
You can be in Timbuktu. In Timbuktu, and if you have access to a phone or the Internet, we can work, and so that's how I have sessions in all of those different varied formats.
Now, many people feel a lot more comfortable speaking over the phone than in person. Have you experienced this at all?
You know, that's a good point. There's a certain level of perhaps safety and anonymity when you're talking on the phone. And I will say that I really strive to make a safe space. People are not going to be open and be willing to go to the dark spaces that we need to sometimes travel into unless they feel safe. And that is a priority for me. It doesn't matter what venue I'm working through, it's important that you experience safety and comfort, that where you are going with me, nothing bad is going to happen.
Yes. And I'm assuming that safety and comfort is also a part of that healing process as well.
Exactly, exactly.
So I know many of us that have dealt with many different obstacles, and some of us feel that we're kind of like, the best way to word it is like helpless, or that we don't feel that anyone can help us. Well, what
yes.
type of results can people expect when they worked with you?
I have to say my record is pretty good. When you come into a situation, it's because you're looking at it from a point of view. And there's this ability that I have to, I guess it's more global, it's broader. My perspective is broader. To give you an example, a client of mine sent me an email and told me that a psychic had read into her, and she described her as having a very cold heart. And she was devastated by this comment. And she said, I like to think of myself as someone who's kind and is coming from the heart. And I immediately reached out to her and I said, look, we all have quote unquote dark aspects of ourselves. We're not just one color of anything. The goal is to encompass every aspect in which you show up, including the moments where you might have, quote-unquote, a cold heart. And I was able to, having through our conversation, I said, everything is God. Everything in this earth is God. There isn't a place where God is not. And God does exist even in a cold heart. If you were in certain situations where you needed to have this cold heart, you can reach in and access that part of you. You know, there's sometimes we have to make tough decisions, like be harsh with a child that doesn't want to do homework. Or, you know, I mentioned that I live pretty much in the woods by Yosemite, and this past fall, we had a cub, a bear cub, that
yeah.
was coming in through the cat door.
Oh, really?
It was looking for food.
Oh, wow.
I know, it was hysterical. We're like, oh dear, what are we going to do? And you know, he looked like he had just gotten old enough where mom basically cut the ties, right? And he
yeah.
was really just looking for food. But it's a common thing around here that if you feed an animal, that's an animal that they're going to have to euthanize. It's so hard not to
really?
Feed a beautiful bear. You know, it's so
yeah.
hard. So you need to, I had to reach into my cold heart to go, no, there's plenty of food out there for him. And, you know, because right now there were acorns and, I mean, the vastness of available food for them is tremendous in the fall here around for us. So it's not like
yeah.
he didn't have food. And it was so hard to be cold, but
yes.
it was better for the bear. And, you know, that's just a close to home example of you have to be able to look at things from a global perspective and shift your point of view. And when I explained this to my client, she said, thank you. Thank you for that understanding. And that is what I can offer. I always am able to place things in ways in which it basically enhances the person's life.
Yes. And that was a great example. So, in your opinion, Christina, because as you know, there are many different counselors and therapists out there. We actually spoke about this briefly when we initially spoke. But
yes.
in your opinion, what sets you apart from all of the other people that are in your industry?
And there are a huge amount of individuals out there now that are offering great work. I think that the one thing that sets me apart is that I have walked through the fire. there isn't hardly anything that someone could bring to me that I wouldn't know how to handle or that I would be, quote-unquote, frightened by or just kind of taken aback. I am willing to walk with the individual that chooses to work with me through whatever they went through. I don't have any kinds of limits or any places where I experience fear that I don't know how to overcome. And because I can walk anywhere the person is, then that makes me a bridge back to a reality where someone is going to be living happily in peace and has access to the divinity that exists in this world, as well as all, yeah. You know, next to all the darkness.
And I'm not saying this to put down many of the therapists out there, but I do believe people that actually experience these different situations have definitely a small advantage over people that really learn this, you know, in a book or through a school. It's
yes.
Definitely a different situation.
It really is, because there's nothing, I mean, another example of another client that called me and she said, I went to a particular initiation and I could tell the minute she told me, during the initiation, she fainted. And
really?
She called me to tell me I have not felt the same since I had that. And I tuned into her and her soul was in 100 pieces everywhere. It was a mess. And what happened is that these particular bands that were being handed down to her in the initiation, the individual that was doing this did not have enough experience to realize that the energies that are being handed down through these bands have very old entities attached to them. And you have to be incredibly strong, a very powerful shaman, to handle the energy of those entities. And it freaked my client out because she saw the entities and she fainted and she couldn't bring herself back together again. That individual that was doing that initiation has no business doing those initiations. She herself is not ready enough to handle the energies that were coming through. I had to work for almost an hour and a half to pull her back together. And part of the things that I had to do was cast aside all of those energies, these bands and whatever else they were being given, because this individual had no clue what the heck they were doing.
Yes. And again, I don't mean to put anybody down out there, but there's many situations where the people that are offering help don't really have the knowledge or the experience to help other people and may be doing more damage than good.
Yes, yeah.
So, Christina, we do know that you have many different upcoming events and workshops. Can you share some of that information with our audience today?
Oh, absolutely. I have through Zoom, which would be then through the internet, healing and recovery workshop that is starting on March 2nd. And then in person, I'm going to hold a workshop in Concord, California on the 22nd and 23rd of April. And that particular workshop, which is called the Vibrational Quantum Leap, is a four-day workshop because there's so much material to cover. So it's in April 22nd, 23rd, as well as May 20th and 21st, and that is in person in Concord, California.
And you said that's called a vibrational...
It's the Vibrational Quantum Leap. Mm-hmm.
Vibrational Quantum Leap. That
workshop,
sounds very
right?
interesting.
It's a pretty cool workshop, I tell you. You know, we're all seeking to figure out how to change our vibration, again, to function out of, say, suffering and pain and being able to suffer in a broader space of peace and love. And this workshop walks you through the steps of how to do that, and it actually, it's not only how to do that, it's that we do that in the workshop.
Okay. Now, we all can really hear the energy and the excitement that you have when it really comes to helping others, really using your own personal life experience. But can you really share with our audience personal satisfaction that you really get from helping out other people?
I have to say that it does feel amazing, but I really want to clarify that in so many ways, I almost feel like just the little guy in the at the bottom of the totem pole, and maybe the totem pole does sit above me, but the totem pole has to be the energies of God and the energies of divinity that just somehow I happen to have access to, and where they come through and they communicate and they help me to sort of bring down to this level what's available. I would get in so much trouble if I claimed that I do these things. I would be in a oh my goodness, you know, because there's just no way. There's no way that the things that happen in my presence are something that I quote unquote did. The power is too great. It's too amazing. I literally sometimes feel like I am just sitting in a spectator place, watching this amazement and this divinity just unfold in front of me. I just happen to be the mouthpiece for it, because the things that do happen in the work with me, they're godlike. They're a result of the energy of divinity.
And I just love how you do speak about this energy, and I know that there's many people out there that would love to learn a lot more about it and how it actually works. Where can people go to find out more information about you and your incredible work, Christina?
Pretty much on my website, which is thelovingpath.com. And if there aren't questions, if they still have questions that aren't answered there, there's a section there that says contact me, and you can send an email. You can also call me, and I would be happy to explain things that are, you know, answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christina, we do have a little over a minute left. If you could really share with our audience, and many of them are wondering this with your story, but who or what do you feel is one of your biggest influences in life?
I would have to say that the biggest person that has influenced me is Dr. David Hawkins. He was a psychiatrist that developed the scale of consciousness. In reading his work, he has a number of books out, just really helped me understand what it was that I was looking for and how to get to where I wanted to go through all his books. That he has to be like my guru in a way, I would say.
Well,
there's also
again,
another gentleman. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
There's just another gentleman called Adyashanti that is just amazing, and he is thankfully with us. So it is someone that you can actually see and talk to. That's always helpful. And he's great. I love everything he says.
And it's great that you do have gurus or people that can inspire you to really help you become this wonderful person that you are today, really using that experience to help other people. And I definitely look up to you for that. And we're just about out of time today, but I thank you very much for joining us. And to the audience out there, again, if you'd like more information from Christina, please visit her at thelovingpath.com. And we will also have Christina back on with us again in the future. So, again, please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times, or please keep up with us on social media on Facebook or Twitter. And to Christina, you have a wonderful day, and I thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for your time, Matthew.
You're very welcome. And to our audience out there, you have a wonderful day as well, and I look forward to having you back on with us for our next segment tomorrow. You have a great day, Christina.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.